Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy.
Welcome to the Buckeye Advisor with your host, Woody Bowling. Woody is a fiduciary licensed financial advisor and Medicare expert who always places your needs first. Woody works hard each day to educate Americans like you on how to reach the financial freedom they've worked so hard for, and he can help you too. So now let's start the show. Here's Woody Bowling.
Good morning or good afternoon to everyone, depending on when you're listening to our program, of course. This is Woody Bowling, aka the Buckeye Advisor. Proud to be a Buckeye as we almost are upon the weekend of the playoff in college football. Welcome everyone to our show for today. And I want to welcome in right away, without further ado, my co-host and just a great guy, Matt McClure, coming to us live from Atlanta, Georgia. Hi, Matt. How are you?
I'm doing great, Woody. Merry Christmas to you. I hope you're having a great December here as well.
It's been a December to, I think, mostly remember, to do the little play on that phrase, but we are airing Christmas weekend, Saturday morning, 10 o'clock, 94.5 FM, The Answer, Dayton, on the app or on your car radio if you're out driving around. Sunday mornings at 9 o'clock. We're excited for that second slot that we've had now for a month or two. So welcome, everybody. We hope that you are enjoying the December. It's flown by. It's Christmas time. Christmas weekend, actually, Matt. And I am looking for the box. I know that you didn't really ask for my sizes, my favorite colors. Yeah, you probably know that because we've done a few shows together. But I'm hoping that box shows up just in time on Christmas Eve today.
They must be just running late with it, but it's coming. It's coming. You know, just watch out for the UPS or FedEx or whatever truck to pull up outside. It'll be there.
Awesome. It's been a busy week. I think we've got a great show. We've already covered our outline before we got this thing kicked off. We know that we want to continue to educate all those people that take time out of their busy schedules, whether you're doing it live or whether you listen to the podcast at your leisure on any different time that you like, laying on your sofa, or whether you're driving your car here on this crazy morning trying to get Christmas errands done, all the last minute gifts. Good luck with that, because it is cold, 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 and it finally arrived before Christmas. So let's educate and entertain our listeners as we have a tendency to do, Matt. What do you think?
Yeah, hey, that's the goal. And that's what it's all about here at the Buckeye Advisor. And once again, that website, Woody mentioned it, but thebuckeyeadvisor.com. That's thebuckeyeadvisor with an OR.com. You can also call Woody at 937-974-6201. That's 937-974-6201. We got a lot of great stuff coming up on the show here over the next hour as well, Woody. We're going to talk about RMDs, which is something people have to think about here at the end of the year. So we'll talk about that here in just a few minutes. We'll have a Social Security update, talk a little bit about some scams to watch out for as well. But then we've got some Christmas tree talk and how some sales really setting records there. And then what to do with your stray 401k, all that and much more coming up. But first, we got to start out with one of my favorite parts of the show.
And now for some financial wisdom. It's time for the quote of the week.
And of course, it is the quote of the week. And it's got a Christmas theme this week here, Woody, with a couple of quotes. The first one from Dr. Seuss, from How the Grinch Stole Christmas. And in that particular book, he wrote, quote, "Maybe Christmas," he thought, "doesn't come from a store. Maybe Christmas, perhaps, means a little bit more." And of course, that's from the end of The Grinch, How the Grinch Stole Christmas, when the Grinch himself sees his heart grow 10 sizes or however many sizes it is, and realizes his wrong that he has been, how wrong he's been for his entire life.
Yeah, he was looking at Whoville and just, you know, all those people and their Christmas spirit. And, you know, I love the story of the Grinch. It's just a famous one. Can never say enough great things about it. I trust Dr. Seuss to entertain us with beautiful children's and Christmas-themed tales and book, but I don't know if I'd trust Dr. Seuss with a sinus infection.
Yeah, probably not. Not that kind of doctor, really.
Oh, that's right.
And then we've got another Christmas-themed quote here, and I actually love this one from P.J. O'Rourke. It says, quote, "Christmas begins about the 1st of December with an office party and ends when you finally realize what you spent around April 15th of the next year."
Yeah.
That's very true and kind of hurts a little bit there.
You know, I think that's partially true. And the other thing, I think actually a lot of people unfortunately realize, hopefully not Buckeye Advisor clients, in January when they get those credit card statements, how much they actually did spend. And, you know, nationally, the surveys are that people are spending less this year overall. Of course, we know, Matt, inflation has been a monster this year. It has, quote unquote, slowed down a little bit last month, down to about 7.1 or 7.2%. That is still astronomically high. Prior to that, it was running over 9%. So people are feeling the squeeze. Retailers from Walmart to Target, to many others, have all slashed their earnings projections. Their stocks have not been doing very well this year. It's been a rough week in the market. It's been a rough year in the market in 2022. But look, you know, I looked at this the other day, Matt, and I'll tell you this, this is some positive news. In 19, 20, and 21, the market was up about 76 to 78%, depending on which index you looked at. That's a ton. So you had three phenomenal years of returns in the S&P 500, and people can't expect that to just go on forever. So we've got inflation. We've got lots of things, headwinds that we're facing. But, you know, be careful what you spend for Christmas, because you are going to have to pay for it one way or another, as we know.
Yeah, and absolutely. And speaking of inflation, too, you know, we've got this reminder we need to let people know about here at the end of the year coming up in 2023. If you are on Social Security, you will see this cost of living adjustment. They do it every year, COLA or COLA, not the kind you drink, but the kind that winds up in your bank account if you're on Social Security. And this is good. It's related to inflation, but it's one of those kind of good things, because you are going to actually see some more money in the old bank account there as an inflation adjustment to help cover the increased costs because of inflation.
Yeah, no doubt. It's very positive news for everyone. It's been, you know, as prices have gone up, a lot of the pain has been felt in the grocery and, you know, in food items that people eat every day and every week in their, you know, the staples of their diets, eggs, meat, bread, all those things, milk, you name it, it's gone up a lot. And it could have gone up from 15% to 40%. So cost of living adjustments, a good thing for our folks out there on Social Security fixed incomes. So we want that to be something that, look, if you don't have to spend it all, stick some of it away for your rainy day emergency fund. I mean, but I want to encourage, Matt, if you have children or some of our listeners in their 30s and 40s and, you know, early 50s, if they don't know, especially when you're in your 40s and early mid 50s, if you haven't set up an account with Social Security at ssa.gov so that you can learn at that point in time, any point in time, what the IRS has reported for you for earnings, your Social Security is going to be projected based on your highest 35 years of employment income that's been reported. So that number can change and will change, because as people earn more, that Social Security benefit amount can go up, and it'll show you how much you would be eligible for at age 62, which is the earliest, unless you're disabled, of course, 65. And then again, at your full retirement age, which for a lot of folks now is in their 66th year of turning 66. So ssa.gov, we want people to be informed. I helped some people this week set up that account, and so they can start keeping an eye on their Social Security benefit. And we need to start planning for other forms of income, especially tax-free income in retirement.
Yeah. And you know, it seems like we talk about how good of a thing this is, the cost of living adjustment. It really, really is for people, especially, you know, anyone living on a fixed income, that kind of thing. If you rely a lot on Social Security in your retirement, it's a great thing for you. But also, it seems like anytime there's anything good that happens, there are scammers who want to come along and take advantage of it, right? I mean, it's like they just prey on people who are in need and can't afford to be scammed out of their money. And unfortunately, that's one of those things. This time of the year is one of those, especially in a year where we have a big cost of living adjustment like this year, a lot of scammers might be reaching out to say, well, you need to confirm your cost of living adjustment, or, you know, these scam calls trying to get your personal information from you. Just remember that that COLA, that cost of living adjustment, that just happens automatically. There's not, you don't have to, you know, confirm anything with anybody who calls your phone and says that they are with the Social Security Administration. They're not going to call you up for that purpose.
Yeah, Matt, in 13 plus years of being a fiduciary advisor now, I have seen a lot of weird things, even with family and close loved ones. They're everywhere. They prey upon people that are trusting. And, you know, my nature is to be trusting and to believe people. I want to believe the best in people. And a lot of people, most people I think out there are like that. Unfortunately, if these scammers would put as much effort into getting real employment to contribute to our economy, it'd be a different story. But, you know, we talked about technology before we came on the air today. You and I were getting ready for the show. And look, technology is a great thing, but unfortunately, it's opened up new doors and avenues for these scammers to text people through these weird text messages. You know, companies are selling their phone numbers, their email addresses. You get an email and you would swear that the email looks like it's from Amazon or from your credit card company or from Social Security. I mean, these things look so legit. It's almost difficult to tell the real from the fake. But like you said earlier, most of these people are these government agencies, especially, they're not going to reach out to you. The IRS is not going to just randomly call you one day or text you. They don't do it. Neither does Social Security. They don't do it. So that's a great tip this week for people. You know, I know the holiday spirit. We want to be generous when we can to help others. But if you don't watch out for you, a lot of times there's nobody that's going to do that. So, you know, we want our listeners to pay attention. And if it, the old adage is this, I think, if it seems too good to be true, it is most of the time, 99.99% of the time, I would say, wouldn't you?
Yeah, that's absolutely true. And if you get one of those calls or texts or whatever, don't respond or hang up if it's a call, and just report it. You can do that on ssa.gov as well. And yeah, just do that because we want you to be safe. We want you to keep your hard-earned money, and we want you to also you know, make the most of that hard-earned money. That's what the show is all about. And that's exactly why we're giving you that warning, that heads up, as we are in the middle of the holiday season. We'll also, Woody, here at the end of the year, we've got required minimum distributions to talk about because there's a hard and fast deadline coming up very quickly here in about a week that people really need to be aware of regarding RMDs.
Yeah, it's another handy thing for people to listen to that are listening to us today. You know, most of the companies, the carriers that I use for the fixed indexed annuity products that are a portion of our client assets, that portion is protected in the principal part of it. It offers a solid market-like return when the index that that annuity follows does well. It loses no value, zero, and that can be your hero when the market's having a down year like this year, when the market's down about 20% on the S&P and 25 or so plus or minus on the NASDAQ side. So the RMD companies, which can be insurance companies in this case, most of them have a cutoff in earlier to mid part of December. The client assets that we manage as an investment advisor, that is set up through TD Ameritrade. They are our custodian of funds. Love TD Ameritrade. They do a fantastic job. They will officially become Charles Schwab to the public eventually, but they still haven't transitioned the name completely yet. So that has been taking place for almost 2 years now since Schwab and TD Ameritrade merged. But each of those companies has a cutoff, usually early to mid-December. Hopefully our listeners have already done it. If you have an IRA at the bank, I hope that the bank was proactive enough to let you know. So you just never know. When you have an advisor, you know, a personal advisor, you know, that's the some of the benefits of an independent fiduciary advisor. When I log on to my TD Ameritrade portal every morning, I look at all the client accounts. I know the strategies that they're in. I know what my own money is doing at TD Ameritrade and the same strategies and some of the other strategies that I use for my own clients. So it all depends on what their risk is, their risk tolerances are. But, you know, ultimately you want an advisor that's proactive. We're going to keep an eye on those things. We're going to always make sure your RMDs are coming out on time and we meet the deadlines. And it's always gratifying for me, Matt. I enjoy getting those emails from clients that say, hey, the money landed in the account yesterday or the day before. You know, thanks so much for your time and your efforts. You know, have a great Christmas and holiday season. So it's rewarding. It's a, you know, this time of the year is also a kind of a time of reflection where I really sit back and say, man, how blessed am I to work with all these clients that trust me, you know, when they're Medicare, their life insurance, income, retirement planning, and their, you know, their actual retirement plans with their IRAs and rollovers and things. So I feel very blessed during this season, as I do all year long, but especially now, probably more than anything, when you actually have a couple of minutes to sit back and reflect on it.
Yeah, definitely. So it's always great to take a moment and reflect on all that you can be grateful for that's happened over the past year, especially that great time of year to do that, obviously. And so, of course, that December 31st deadline for required minimum distributions is coming up for most people 72 and older. So that is the thing to be aware of there. And also, I think the big thing to be aware of here is if you do not take the required minimum distribution as you are supposed to, if you mess it up, you don't take enough, you might just have to pay a 50% excise tax. Yes, 50% excise tax. That's actually the largest penalty that the IRS charges for anything. So pay attention to that, folks. Make sure those RMDs are done. That's why you need to be working with somebody like Woody Bowling, the Buckeye Advisor, because he's going to make sure that that actually happens on time and makes it into your account like it's supposed to and keep you from having to pay that hefty fee.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And they can reach me at 937-974-6201 anytime. Leave a message if I don't answer and I'll get back to you very quickly. Traditionally, I'll be able to do that. Also during the holidays, you're even going to get a call back probably even quicker. But look, you know, I like to say we talked earlier about the COLA, the cost of living increase. Uncle Sam giveth in that case. In this case, if you forget your RMD, Uncle Sam taketh. So you got to walk that tightrope. You're going to make sure you abide by the deadlines and cutoffs. The exception being the year you turn 72. So if you turn 72 this year, no longer is it 70 and a half, but if you know someone that turns 72 this year and they have an IRA account, they have until April 1st. So they get the 3-month grace period before they have to take their first RMD. And that may be helpful depending on their own tax situation, what tax bracket they're in, their earnings and all that. So their actual, you know, W-2 and 1099 type earnings versus Social Security. So, but the drawback, again, Uncle Sam giveth the 3-month window and he taketh away, because guess what? We have to take the second distribution in 2023. So if you take the first one in March, you have to take another one by December. So, you know, look, that's why a lot of the times we're talking about in different strategies, if possible, we'd love to help our listeners kick Uncle Sam out of their retirement nest egg, you know, and we're going to make it as tax efficient, as fee efficient as we can, because as a fiduciary advisor, I've got access to a lot of different resources, whether it comes to estate planning, wills, trust, all those things. I've got a team of people that can help me help my clients get those kinds of things done. And look, everybody needs to talk to somebody. And it's very important that you do. You want to be headed in the right direction. A lot of people say, well, I'll just do it myself. But most studies, I've seen a couple of studies, one done by Stanford a few years ago, that shows An advisor typically can add up to 4.5% return for a client just by being there to help coach them through things like this. So that's what we're here for.
Yeah, absolutely. Don't try to go it alone if you don't have to. And, you know, one of those strategies, and just about 5 minutes here before our first break is upon us, but one of those strategies, you know, to really help say goodbye to those RMDs, to help, you know, kick Uncle Sam out of your retirement as being your partner in retirement, right, is a Roth conversion. I mean, because of these RMDs, you know, these are really have to do with those employer-sponsored retirement plans like a 401k or, you know, an individual regular old run-of-the-mill IRA, those kind of things. But with a Roth, those are tax-free in retirement when you draw down on those funds, right? So that would be a great solution, I think, for a lot of folks.
Now, was the Roth named after Betsy Roth, the lady who did the flag and all that? Sorry, I just couldn't resist a bad joke. A bad joke. I don't run from either.
It's not even time for the dad joke yet.
I know, that's early next segment. But look, couldn't agree with you more, Matt. I mean, it's not right in all cases, because it just depends. It depends on how much money you're making now. How far away from retirement are you? Are you going to continue working? You know, I've worked with clients that had a few years. They retired from one job. And they moved into another one because they were late 50s, early 60s, and they're still not ready to stop working for several years. So in those cases, if you can convert that lump sum either all at once or in increments, maybe a 3 or 4 or 5 year increment where we're moving some each year, it's the perfect solution to give Uncle Sam the boot. Because look, everybody, I think 99 out of 100 advisors, if you ask anybody out there, they're going to say, which way are interest rates going? We got 31 plus trillion in deficits now. Look, it's not going to, tax rates are not going to decrease. There's only one way they can go, and that's increase. And, you know, look, we want to get taxes dealt with. We have to deal with them one way or another. So finding the right vehicle is the key.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And it's not that, you know, anybody wants to, you know, not give Uncle Sam his fair share, because, you know, that's what we have to do. But you don't want to give any more than that fair share. And you want to just, you know, pay what you're due to pay, and not a penny more. Keep more of your hard earned money if you can. And there are definitely legal strategies to help you do that. And the Buckeye Advisor can help you out with that, folks. You can go to thebuckeyeadvisor.com. That is thebuckeyeadvisor with an OR.com. Or you can call Woody Bowling today at 937-974-6201. That's area code 937-974-6201. Well, just about time here now for our first break of the show, Woody. We're going to take this time out, and we'll be back with the aforementioned dad joke of the week, the real one. You got a bonus one here in the first half of the show, but now we're going to have the real dad joke of the week coming up. We're also going to talk about Christmas tree prices and Christmas tree sales and a lot more coming up in the second half of the Buckeye Advisor. Stick around.
Miss part of today's show? The Buckeye Advisor is available wherever you listen to podcasts and online at thebuckeyeadvisor.com.
Could a recent IRS change actually save you money on next year's taxes? I'm Matt McClure with the Retirement.Radio Network, powered by AmeriLife. When you think of the Internal Revenue Service, your mind may very well recall the sting of forking over your money to Uncle Sam, or the hassle of preparing your taxes. A recent study by the American Action Forum estimated Americans spent more than $190 billion, that's billion with a B, on tax preparation in 2021. Plus, many economists predict the federal government will have to raise taxes in the future to pay off the national debt. But there's one change the tax man is making for 2023 that could actually mean you'll owe less in taxes next year.
How much you save will be relative to your personal situation, so it's not going to be the same for every household, but certainly It could have a nice little savings come tax time.
Andrew Pelos with Pelos Accounting and Consulting recently told Atlanta News First the IRS typically makes annual adjustments to income tax brackets, but this year they're bigger than usual due to, you guessed it, inflation.
Some people will see a savings of perhaps $1,000 for during tax time on their tax return. Others might see a little bit more. Certainly the brackets have changed, so those who are in higher brackets will probably see more savings than those who are in lower brackets. But across the board, everyone's going to see some kind of savings.
In short, all tax brackets are going up by about 7% for 2023. That means you can make more money and be in a lower tax bracket than you would be this year. The standard deduction is also going up to the tune of a $900 increase for single filers and $1,800 for married couples filing jointly.
I mean, look, it's beneficial for everyone, right? At the end of the day, we're all looking to save money and keep more money in our pockets. And in a time like this where groceries are more expensive, fuel prices are at record prices, every little bit helps.
Keep in mind, though, that these adjustments are for money you earn next year in 2023. So you won't actually see the results until you file your taxes in early 2024. So could you benefit from the IRS's new tax brackets? That's a key question to consider as you plan your financial future. With the Retirement.Radio Network, powered by AmeriLife, I'm Matt McClure.
Welcome back. This is the Buckeye Advisor. TheBuckeyeAdvisor.com is the website. I'm Matt McClure here alongside the Buckeye Advisor himself, Mr. Woody Bowling. We were just talking before the break, Woody, about Roth conversions and how that can help people really avoid the tax man coming knocking at the door in retirement. And I know you wanted to sort of wrap up, tie that up in a nice little neat bow here for us as we begin our second half.
Yeah, I did. We just didn't make it to the finish line. And I just want to reemphasize, with a Roth IRA conversion, once that's done, the distributions or withdrawals that people take from those accounts down the road, they are tax-free. And that is the beauty kind of in the overall stance that we're taking to try to remove Uncle Sam as much as we can from someone's retirement income. So if you could get income within the form of withdrawals from a Roth IRA down the road, you know, without having to worry about paying taxes on that money of any variety, that's a huge win for you. And then also, we talk a little bit about diversity of tax, and we mean this. Have some money in taxable investments, tax-deferred investments like a 401k, 403b, something like that, an employer-sponsored plan, and then also tax-free. So in the form of Roth IRAs or an index universal life plan where you're going to be able to potentially overfund that thing for a few years, it's ideal for people in their 40s and 50s. I mean, it's a home run, where you can overfund an index universal life policy and then get withdrawals and loans against it later on. So that creates tax-free income in retirement. So look, we're going to do the best we can for everybody we meet with, Matt, that we're going to talk about their own case, their own income projections for what they need at retirement, what they have as far as a lump sum. Even if their lump sum isn't what they maybe dreamed of a few years ago, there's creative ways we can figure this thing out to help people get to the income goals in retirement that they need and want to keep up with this thing called inflation and also to keep up with this thing called life. So I think we've done a good job of pointing those things out to folks. And, you know, we just want them to know that we're looking at all angles. We're going to lift up every rock we can to find something that's going to be beneficial for our clients.
Yeah, absolutely. That is the goal there. And the BuckeyeAdvisor.com is the place to go to get in touch with Woody Bowling, or you can call 937-974-6201. That's 937-974-6201.
Some people roll the dice. Some people roll their eyes. It's the dad joke of the week.
Okay, so it is that time once again. Woody, lay the dad joke of the week on us.
I'm sure everybody is on pins and needles, all of our listeners right now. They probably haven't slept all night in anticipation of the dad joke, so I'm not going to delay any further. Matt, what do Santa's elves learn when they're in school?
Oh, that's a good question. cobbling, maybe toy making. I don't know. What do Santa's elves learn when they're in school?
Those are great guesses, but the younger elves are learning the alphabet.
Oh.
We needed to, I need some drums to clash on those, some cymbals or something. You know, the alphabet is certainly taught as a fundamental in the elf schools.
I love it. That's mm-hmm. amazing and hilarious. And another great dad joke of the week that makes you roll your eyes and, you know, double over laughing at the same time. It's one of those right. kind of things. And that's why we love it so much.
Want to know where your hard-earned money is going? It's time for an inflation demonstration.
We're talking Christmas tree prices this time around, and they are actually this year around at record highs. They have been. I would assume everyone, it being the actual weekend of Christmas, that most pretty much everybody has gotten their Christmas tree, has put it up, has the lights on it. It's probably been up for a little while now. So we've got these numbers from the Real Christmas Tree Board, and they're pretty shocking, actually, beating out overall inflation, right?
Yeah. I mean, from 5 to 15%, and in some cases, 21% or more. So, you know, it goes hand in hand with the conversation we've had all year long about inflation and how it really takes away the earning power. So there's 19 months in a row that the earning power of the American people has gone down. And so why is the spending and earning power gone down? Because if you get a 3% raise, but inflation's 8%, guess what? You're 5% negative. So it's a problem. But yeah, I mean, you know, you hate to see it, especially in the holidays. So I believe people overall are spending less, but the Christmas tree is very symbolic. And I think most people agree that is just something that people really enjoy gathering with friends, family, and loved ones around a tree. It's a sight to see.
Yeah. And it looks like this year, according to the National Christmas Tree Association, nearly 21 million live Christmas trees are going to be sold by about right now, by about the time everybody's through purchasing those. And that's a strong performance, puts it kind of on par with last year, the association says. But the average that people are paying for a real tree is $85.59. But for an artificial tree, it's more. But then you got to think an artificial tree lasts for several years, right? So you would expect yeah. that. $122 and change for an artificial tree. So, you know, those are kind of pricey. But on the same token, we spent about, what was it, $40-something for an artificial tree this year because, you know, living in a tiny apartment in Atlanta, you only can buy like a 4.5-foot tree and sit it on a table somewhere. So that's what we ended up doing.
So you opted for the Charlie Brown type Christmas tree, Matt, it sounds like.
Exactly. It's got a few more branches than the Charlie Brown tree, but it's about that same size, height wise. Yeah.
I love it.
Oh, it's pretty awesome. But yeah, so Christmas trees getting more expensive, but people are still buying them. And that's kind of what we've seen overall with inflation. People have still been spending out there. And unfortunately, though, at the same time, running up credit card debt and all of that. So we'll, of course, keep an eye on the inflation picture as the new year unfolds here before long. Well, we've got in this next section of the show, Woody, we got a little bit of a discussion about something called a stray 401k. So let's lay this out for our listeners. What do we mean by that term? What is a stray 401k?
We simply mean a 401k that is an orphan or a stray because someone left the job and they didn't take it with them. Okay. When you leave a job, depending upon how much is in there, most employers have a minimum of $5,000. So if you leave a job and you have $4,200 in your 401k, your employer, your previous employer doesn't have to keep it around. They can force you to move it and you can either roll it to a new company plan or to your own IRA, traditional or Roth. You know, the stray 401k, the big problem with that is people just lose track of it over time. I've run into people that have had two of them in the past and sometimes even three, a third one. So maybe one's pretty large and the other two are small because they didn't spend a lot of time at those employers. But The problem with those is not only are they paying, you know, fees, you know, nothing in life is free. Let's face it. There's no free lunch. So, and, you know, the investment advisory side of my business, you know, we have a fee structure that is tiered based on the amount of assets that we're managing for each client. And, you know, you're getting active hands-on strategy allocations that are tactically managed, that are adjusted quarterly, and, you know, based on real updated risk tolerance that people have. So if people did that 401k, they set it up 20, 25 years ago, and they left 5 years ago. I worked with a gentleman who had been gone from his job for 3 years. And he's like, I'm so glad that we did this because, you know, when he started the 401k 23, 24 years ago, his investment objectives were different than they are now. You know, now he's almost 60 and he's getting ready to do a major home improvement, which is great because he's almost has his house paid off. So he has the flexibility when we move this, and he also has to wait till he turns 59 and a half, which he just did. So it's part of working with an advisor that can help people through those kinds of scenarios. And that's what I do. I've got a lot of experience doing that with people. It's very rare that I run into a scenario that I haven't seen before in some fashion. You know what I mean? So we're going to try to set it up, take that 401k, we're going to work it, and we're going to do risk analysis, what people are comfortable with, going to learn about their situation. And then, you know, it may be perfectly proper based on the current scenario to take 20, 30, 40% of that 401k and let's allocate it to a strategy that's going to be principal protected. We're going to protect that money. So in a down market year, if the market's off 20%, guess what? Maybe only 60 or 70% of the portfolio has experienced loss, maybe less because our investment management strategies are pretty darn good as well. But that's what we do. So we want to soften the blow when there's down market years. We want to protect and preserve that part of the portfolio. At the other side, we're going to try to get growth out of the investment. And that's what we do. It's a unique situation when I can work with someone who looks at it for 401k that they started many, many years ago, and they get completely updated on where they're at today. It's eye-opening for everybody. And it's a fun process. And, you know, being able to customize and tailor those solutions to people that I talk with and meet with, it's a cool thing. It's exciting.
Yeah. And there are, you know, a lot of different rules and potential penalties that go along with, you know, moving funds from one retirement account to another, withdrawing funds and then placing them into another retirement account. Like, you've got to do it within a certain window. That withdrawing from one account and then placing it into another account, which is kind of an indirect rollover, right? So you take the money out, you've got that 60-day window to then put the money into the new retirement account, whether it be another 401k with a different employer, if it's an IRA, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. You've got 60 days to make sure that you do that and then have that to show to the IRS and all of those who might come knocking at your door, because otherwise you could face taxes on that as income, plus pay an early withdrawal penalty if you are, you know, a little bit on the younger side.
That is a fatal mistake. If someone has a $200,000 401k and they roll it, and they let the company make the check payable to them and send it directly to them, and then they say, okay, I'm going to set it up with you at TD Ameritrade. If they don't get that money transferred within 60 days, that's an indirect rollover because it didn't go directly to the new custodian of funds. So that can be very problematic. Imagine being taxed at their current tax rate on 200 grand that they didn't mean to do. So we're always with clients, we're going to do direct transfers, direct rollovers. It's going to go from custodian to custodian. Never a doubt, never a question, never a problem. And that's just part of, you know, using a good fiduciary advisor that has the experience, that has the wherewithal, as well as a huge team of support people helping us make sure our clients get done in a timely fashion.
Yeah, absolutely. And the BuckeyeAdvisor.com, of course, is the website. That is the BuckeyeAdvisor with an OR.com. All right, Woody. So as we get ready to start 2023, and I can't believe again that it is so close, just really a few days away here now. Seems like we just turned over the calendar to 2022. Now we're already getting ready to jump into 2023. We want to take a moment to really help our listeners prepare for the new year and think about doing a rebalancing of their portfolio, right? Or taking a look at their investment allocation and making sure that things still make sense for them, for current economic conditions, and all of the above. So talk us through this. What do people need to consider if they are thinking about rebalancing their portfolio to start the new year?
Yeah, first I would encourage people. I know it's been a discouraging year for a lot of folks in their 401ks and even their IRAs with other brokers. And I would just tell them, look, I know it's been discouraging, but you have to open the statement. You have to look at it. Let's sit down. Let's talk about the strategies. Let me look at your mutual funds that you're in, and I'll tell you your diversification strategies that you're in today. We can compare those with where we can put you if you're an advisory client with me, the Buckeye Advisor. So there's going to be differences. And, you know, some of our tactically managed funds are automatically going to rebalance every quarter. So, you know, so many people have been hot on technology for so long. And then this year, the technology stocks like Facebook, Amazon, they're at record lows. I mean, you're talking 35, 45, 55% discounts from where they started the year. Very harsh. So if you're trying to ride the technology train, you got to be careful not to be too much on one horse, so to speak. And, you know, there's risk and then there's dumb risk. And we always want to do smart risk because we're going to diversify it among different areas. So the other thing to remember is when you're in those down times, by using an advisor like myself, we're going to help you and coach you along the way. We can give you historical perspectives on how things have done in the long run. And it may be an immediate rebalancing. It may be a quarterly rebalancing. It may be whatever. But look, you need that another set of eyes to look at your account. And, you know, the broker that helped people get to where they're at today may not be the right broker to take them the rest of the way into retirement and through retirement. So that's what we do. We're going to offer you another opinion. There's no charge for the second opinion, no charge for our sit down and consultation. We're just going to help point you in the right direction. And, you know, we're not for everybody, but if we feel like in our initial consultation that there's a good energy between us and we can work towards the same goals, then, you know, hey, that tells me in a lot of cases, you know, there's a good fit with realistic expectations on both sides. And that's the most important thing. Don't get caught up in crypto. I think most people have learned that lesson now. Don't get caught up on the hottest stock of the day, you know, because they all cool eventually. So just be careful.
Yeah, that's right. Don't try to, you know, don't try to just go with what's trending or what's hot at the moment and all of that and try and ride that wave, because you want to make sure that you are in it for the long term, not just trying to make a quick buck. That's really what it should be all about there. And you talked, you know, about working with a broker in rebalancing your portfolio. The issue with that as well could be that they could be charging you some fairly hefty fees. I mean, up to 5.5% in a rebalancing fee to rebalance your portfolio. So, you know, this could be a much more fee efficient way for people to do that rebalancing, especially if you're talking to something like 5.5%.
That's highway robbery. It really is. And I know not everyone does that. We do want to put that out there. Not all brokers, not all companies are going to do that. Is it out there? Yes. Are there bad actors in the space that we live in as financial advisors? Yes. But that doesn't mean everybody's that way. And it's unfortunate that, you know, some of those people always spoil it for those of us that do a great job of what we do and are fiduciary advisors. So, you know, our fee structure on the investment advisory side of my business, you know, when our clients do better, we do better. It's a fair fee structure. It can be tiered based on the amount of assets that I manage for someone. And, you know, on the other side, if we do something like a fixed indexed annuity, we go through a highly ranked insurance company to give you principal protection on a portion of that. Guess how much that costs the client? Zero, because I'm paid by the insurance company. It has absolutely zero bearing on, you know, the client's money. So if we move $80,000 or $100,000 into a fixed index annuity, that's exactly the dollar amount that goes to working for them day one.
Yeah. And if you would like to explore that or get that free full retirement consultation that's available to listeners of the Buckeye Advisor, you just go online to thebuckeyeadvisor.com or call Woody at 937-974-6201, 937-974-6201.
I'm ready to hit our next segment with the least and most affordable states for retirees. I think this is a very cool thing that we're going to bring to our listeners today.
Yeah, you know, it really is. We got this report not all that long ago here, just a few days back. I think they published this at CNBC, the least and most affordable states for retirees. As far as the least affordable, and really what they did here is they say, okay, you've got a $1 million nest egg, which, you know, we have talked about on the show many times. Don't focus on the big nest egg number. Focus on having income in retirement. That's more important. But what they did for study purposes here is take a $1 million nest egg and say, okay, where will that go the farthest and where will that not go very far? And I think that on the end of the spectrum where things won't go very far, I wasn't really surprised by the first few. I mean, you got Hawaii, right, as the least affordable state for retirees. Then you've got New York and California, followed by Massachusetts. Those were not surprises to me, especially having lived in New York. I know how expensive it is. But then you've got Alaska. I thought Alaska was a little surprising to me.
That was. It was a little bit of a surprise. And, you know, Hawaii and New York, definitely not. In Hawaii, the $1 million is only projected to last 10.9 years. That's scary. So right. I hope all those people in Hawaii have lots and lots of money put away. But, you know, Matt, if people don't have $1 million, that's okay. If they do have $1, $2, $3, $4, $5 million, even better, that's great. You know, we work with folks of all different varieties of the amounts that they have set aside for retirement. Some people are more blessed than others. Some people, you know, it just, that's how life is, you know, has dealt their way, you know, as they come into retirement. So, you know, we work with people of different wealth levels, and we're going to treat them all fairly and treat them the same. And some of the strategies work better the more money you have. And then some of them are just as effective, you know, with smaller dollar amounts. It just depends. But now, where does it go the furthest? I don't know. The first state, Mississippi, 25.3 years. It's a long time on $1 million because Mississippi is cheap. Number two, Oklahoma, just under at 24.8 years. And then Kansas, 24.6. So, well, you know, one more, Alabama, right at 24 years. So none of those shock me, I don't think. And I'll tell you, there's pockets of beautiful places to live in those states, no doubt about it.
Yeah. You know, I was looking at that Mississippi number and I said, you know, I could retire down around Gulfport, Biloxi, down around the coast and spend some time pulling the lever of a slot machine or two. You know, that'd be all right with me.
That's what I was going to say. If you better have quite a chunk. If you're planning on playing the slots and frequenting those casinos here and there.
that's true. Just take money with you that you don't care to lose, or doesn't matter if you lose, I should say, because chances are the house is going to win. Right?
Yeah, that's how they keep building those beautiful hotels and those beautiful casinos in Vegas and other places like Biloxi. The house wins the majority of the time.
That's right. Well, I wanted to take a look. We got just a little less than 2 minutes left in the show here, but I wanted to, this was kind of fun. This section of the show on Christmas toys through the decades. And it's like basically like the number one toy for each decade, going back all the way to 1910, the 1910s. The teddy bear was the most popular then. A yo-yo and I've been called that many a time in my life, but the yo-yo was the most popular in the 1920s. The 1930s, the Shirley Temple doll was very popular. A slinky in the 1940s. The 50s was Mr. Potato Head, which I had one of those as a kid too. So it was popular, like, you know, in the 80s.
Yeah.
Still is, I think, today. Hula hoops in the 50s, of course, as well. Then we also had Etch-a-Sketch in the 60s, Easy Bake Oven in the 60s, G.I. Joe in the 60s, Star Wars action figures in the 70s, of course, especially the late 70s after the movie came out, the Rubik's Cube in the 80s and Beanie Babies in the 90s. So those were some of the most popular in each decade. I've found that very interesting how things have evolved. Now, I don't know if would it be like the iPad or something, probably.
I know it's a great question. I know there's toys that I'm not familiar with. I don't have grandkids yet, and my twins are 26. So I have no clue other than what I occasionally run into. But look, great memories through a lot of those toys you mentioned. And it amazes me some of the people out there that had the foresight with the Beanie Babies, especially to collect those and keep those in great condition. I think there's a little bit of a niche market for that. I don't know what they're worth. Some of them probably worth a few more bucks than others, but it's neat. It's almost like the baseball cards that I sold, that big collection when I was a sophomore in college to help pay for college expenses. And I'm sure the guy who bought them from me cashed out big because I was a little bit naive on those.
Yeah, I've got some baseball cards sitting around somewhere that I need to take a look at as well at some point soon. Well, that is it for this week's show here, Woody. I want to wish you the merriest of Christmases, sir. And I guess I'll probably see you again in 2023.
Yeah, I think we're going to take a break next week from live programming. But, you know, Merry Christmas to you. Happy New Year. And also to all of our wonderful listeners, the people that have reached out that listen each week, whether it's your first episode you've heard today, your 10th or 15th. We appreciate it. We appreciate you. God bless you all. And we hope everybody has a great holiday season. And we will see you again here in just a couple of weeks.
Thanks for listening to the Buckeye Advisor. You deserve to work with an experienced and licensed expert who will strategically work to protect and grow your hard-earned assets. To schedule your free, no-obligation consultation with Woody, visit thebuckeyeadvisor.com or pick up the phone and call 937-974-6201. That's 937-974-6201. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, BCM, a registered investment advisor. BCM and the Buckeye Advisor are independent of each other. Insurance products and services are not offered through BCM, but are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents. Investments involve risk, and unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Past performance cannot be used as an indicator to determine future results.